You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to wrap up tonight's show with the 3-4-3.
3-4.
Three local stories, four headlines from around the world, and three things that made you smile about the game.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9, The Game, and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore, and y'all know how the show ends by now. In the final segment, it's the 3-4-3, which is brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. Three local stories, four headlines, three things that make me smile about the game that I love so much. Let's start on the local side. Numero uno, Atlanta United 2. Play to a 1-1 draw, a contentious 1-1 draw at Carolina Core on Saturday night. Fell in the penalty shootout to decide the bonus point. Game was delayed 95 minutes due to inclement weather. Atlanta was trailing. Javier Armas scored his third goal of the season late in the match to send it to the shootout. Great goal from Armas, but unable to get anything out of the shootout. John O'Ransom made a save in the first round of the shootout. Carolina Core ends up getting the win. Their goalkeeper ends up doing the Fortnite dance in front of, I believe it was Aiden Torres, whose last penalty was saved, which could have sparked a brawl. Full credit to Javier Armas, who instead of brawling, put his arm around the goalkeeper and walked him away while maybe lecturing him about, hey, you probably should not do that because that could cause you some problems down the line. Very lucky that things did not escalate because I thought they were going to when I saw it. I was shocked. Coming up next for Atlanta United 2, they're back in action on Wednesday, July 30th, traveling to the New England Revolution 2 at Gillette Stadium. It's a weird kickoff time. It's a Wednesday match, 11 a.m. Eastern time. You can watch it on MLS Season Pass. You can listen to it on the SDH Network on our Mixlr channel. I'll be sharing the link as we get ready for that. I'll have the call for you for that ahead of Leagues Cup that evening at the Benz. Number two on the local side, former Atlanta United center back and academy grad. I mentioned it earlier, George Campbell. He has moved via transfer from Montreal to West Bromwich Albion of the English Championship. Great opportunity for George, who has one cap for the full U.S. men's national team. I think with a good season, he could put himself into the mix. I don't think Mauricio Pochettino would be afraid of bringing him in. When you start talking about friendlies over the September window, October window, November window, March window of 2026, and then you have to have a roster for the World Cup. Is there enough time for George Campbell to make that leap? Maybe. I'm not ruling it out. I think he's got to go there and really kill it, and we'll be rooting for him. Somebody that, again, we got to see develop from academy. I remember the first time I saw him play, and I had not seen him in the academy. He didn't play a whole lot in the academy until he moved to center back. Changed his trajectory entirely, and I hope it continues to, and I hope we get to see him more in the U.S. men's national team shirt. George Campbell headed to West Brom this season in the English Championship. Number three, the fall college season. It's right around the corner. Over 30 programs on the men's and the women's sides will be playing this fall all over the state of Georgia. Here in the Atlanta area, some of the things that I'm excited for, here in the state of Georgia, really, to be honest, things I'm excited for. Georgia State. Their men's and women's teams both have really strong recruiting classes incoming. Clayton State. The men made a run to the D2 quarterfinals last year. Looking forward to seeing maybe some new faces and what that team looks like this year under longtime head coach Pete Peterson. And Looking forward to seeing new women's head coach Ricky Clark. You might know him from his time with the Atlanta Silverbacks or from his time as the interim head coach of the Houston Dash of the NWSL. He will be rocking it in Morrow with Clayton State and the Lakers this season. Oglethorpe and Emory men's teams, they'll try to defend conference championships and move on to the national tournament. While the Emory women, they made a deep run in the national tournament at D3. They will try to do a repeat of that in 2025. The state of Georgia, both NAIA national champions on the men's and the women's side are from the state of Georgia. We'll see if they can repeat in 2025. Dalton State on the men's side, the Savannah College of Art and Design on the women's side. They're going to try to defend those national titles in 2025. Looking forward to all of the college soccer getting started this fall. Teams will be on the field here in a few weeks. Really looking forward to it. I think the exhibition games get started first week of August. Four headlines from around the world. Let's go to the Women's European Championships. First, England's comeback today to beat Italy. It's a stressful game. An incredible performance from Italy. They took the lead in the first half. They held it until stoppage time. Juventus midfielder Barbara Bonansea, she fired home in the 33rd minute to give Italy the lead. It looked like it was going to hold up. But Michelle Adjiman, who has been great for England in this tournament, 19 years old, came off the bench, equalized in the 96th minute to send this match to extra time. She nearly won it in extra time. And if she had converted this opportunity, a bouncing ball, she didn't have much of an angle. She wasn't going to be able to bring it down. And she just went for the kind of delicate half volley without any power on it, just trying to loop it over the goalkeeper. Went off the front of the crossbar, nearly pulled it off. Would have been one of the best goals I've seen in a moment like that to win a match. Didn't quite come off. Then England got a penalty. A very questionable penalty decision. It went England's way late in extra time. It's one of those penalties, you're not going to overturn it with the video assistant referee, can't. But is it a penalty you want to see given in that moment to decide a match that late? No, there wasn't enough in it. I thought the attacker was very intelligent, feeling some contact, going down, getting the call, and it ends up winning the match. Now, it wasn't even that easy because Chloe Kelly's attempt was saved. England in penalties has been all over the place in this tournament. They did win a shootout, but they had four penalties saved in that shootout. Chloe Kelly's penalty here is saved, but she put home the rebound. That's something that IFAB and FIFA are talking about outlawing. Making penalties basically a dead ball situation entirely. If it does not end up in the back of the net, it's a dead ball and it'll be a goal kick coming out. I'm more and more starting to feel that way. That I like that idea because I think it's too much of an advantage to the attacker in the situation. Kelly's the first one to it and she puts it home. England ends up holding on to win 2-1 and advance to the final. Serena Wiegmann is the first ever men's or women's manager to reach five major international tournament finals in a row. Euro 2017 with the Netherlands won it. World Cup 2019 with the Netherlands second place. Euro 2022 with England won it. World Cup 2023 with England second place. Euro 2025 final. What happens on Sunday? We will find out. Italy head coach Andrea Sonzin, he found solace in the heartbreak after his team came within 1 minute of going to the final. Said it was an encouraging sign. They came so close. He said, this is something which hurts, but we have to be proud of what has been done. The fact that we didn't get to the final and we were 1 minute away is encouragement. I wish that if I was in that situation, I could say that and feel that way. It was gut-wrenching to see Italy get so, so close and not quite be able to pull it off. A great tournament for them. England gets to the final. They'll play the winner of Spain and Germany. That semifinals tomorrow afternoon at 3:00. Spain, they're the defending World Cup champions, but they've never reached the final of the Women's European Championship. They've also never beaten Germany, ever. Spain has lost just one of their past 15 matches. They've won 12 of those 15 since they last played Germany. Germany won that 1-0 in the bronze medal match at last year's Paris Olympics. Can Spain get to their first final in the Euros and beat Germany for the first time? They're the favorites. It won't be easy. I think they're the better team. We'll see if they can handle the pressure of this semifinal tomorrow. 3:00 kickoff You can watch it on Fox. Final is on Sunday at noon. Number two on the headlines from around the world, the Women's African Cup of Nations going on, and we have a final set there as well. Morocco, the hosts, will play Nigeria in the final. Morocco beat Ghana 4-2 in a penalty shootout in Rabat, Morocco at the Olympic Stadium. Finished 1-1 after 90 minutes. Neither side could break the deadlock in extra time, and a 4-2 win in the shootout for Morocco. The Atlas Lionesses, they will contest a second straight final on home soil, and they will try to win the trophy for the first time ever. Nigeria has won it 9 times. They scored a dramatic stoppage time winner to beat defending champion South Africa 2-1 to book their spot to face Morocco. So Morocco and Nigeria, final of the 2024 Women's African Cup of Nations on Sunday.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Number three in the headlines, Querétaro FC of Liga MX now has an Atlanta connection in ownership. Innovatio Capital, they've completed the takeover of Querétaro FC to become the first majority U.S. ownership group in Liga MX. Mark Spiegel is the chairman of Innovatio Capital, and he finalized the acquisition on Friday. They're a sports and data investment firm. They use technology to identify investment opportunities in undervalued markets. They acquire those assets and then create operational edges in that market. Spiegel's based here in Atlanta, tried to get Charlton Athletic in 2023. He's going to be joined in running Querétaro by Chris Spooner, who's going to be the CFO, and Ed Malian, who's going to oversee data and sporting strategy. Mexico's interesting. You're seeing, according to ESPN, an increased interest in investing in Liga MX as they start to get ready to centralize their media rights. You have a lot of media companies who own teams in Mexico, so you haven't really had that push to do this until very, very recently to try to make it better for everybody. That's going to happen soon. Also, a league-level investment by private equity company Apollo Global. They're in advanced negotiations to invest more than $1 billion U.S. dollars in the league. You've got Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney, Eva Longoria. They all have a stake in Necaxa, who Atlanta United will see here very soon in the League's Cup. Not a majority stake, but they have a stake in that team. Querétaro, first team to be majority owned by an American group and with an Atlanta tie in Mark Spiegel. Number four on the headlines, Mikel Arteta, Arsenal manager. He says that he believes as many as 9 teams can win the Premier League title next season. Now, he did say his team has the right ingredients to come out on top. And I think the pressure is ramping up on Arsenal, especially if they get 2 deals that are in process over the line in Victor Gyökeres from Sporting in Portugal and Christian Mosquera from Valencia in Spain. They have strengthened their team in a big way. They added Martin Zubimendi. They've added Noni Madueke. They've added Christian Norgard. They've added Kepa in goal. $138 million spent to bring these players in. If you get Gyökeres and you get Mosquera, you're getting into the $200 million range. Big expectations for Arsenal. Liverpool are the defending champions. They've spent even more to defend their title, adding players, going out getting Florian Wirtz, for example. They're trying to defend their title and chase the Champions League. Manchester City, they have spent heavily to get back on top in England and to get back to the Champions League final. And then there's Chelsea, who won the Club World Cup in a little bit of a surprise. They've spent big. They're linked to like 5 or 6 more players right now in the transfer window. We'll see what they end up doing. Chelsea's got to be a contender after winning the Club World Cup. So going to be fascinating in England this year. Could be one of the most interesting title races in the Premier League that we've seen in a long, long time with multiple teams who can chase it. I think there's a drop off after Liverpool, Manchester City, Arsenal, Chelsea. I think there's a drop to the next group of five that Arteta thinks have a chance. I think it's those four who have a real, real chance. But we're going to find out. It's going to be a fun one. That's going to get started here in less than a month. We're going to see the Premier League Summer Series in Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz Stadium coming up very, very soon. First Sunday in August, we're going to get to see a doubleheader with Everton and Manchester United, Bournemouth and West Ham at the Benz. Tickets available now. Three things that make me smile quickly to wrap up this edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Number one, Trinity Rodman back in training, finally. She took some months off to address chronic back pain. Still only 23. She had three goals last summer at the Olympics. She is training with the Washington Spirit just a few weeks before the NWSL regular season will kick off again in August. I hope she can stay healthy. I hope she can get back to where she was last summer. I think she is a potential massive soccer star in the United States if she can stay healthy and she can play at the level that we've seen her play at. I think she's just an absolute superstar and an incredible player, great presence. I think she can be one of those transcendent stars in this country. She's just got to stay healthy. Hopefully getting this time off to help with her back will get her there. Number two on things that make me smile, Al Hilal in Sudan. They became champions in two different countries when they beat Al Merrikh 4-0 on Tuesday to win the Elite League in Sudan. Sudan's been in the process of a civil war raging since 2023. To escape the war and try to keep playing, both Al Hilal and Al Merrikh went to play in Mauritania to play in their league. Al Hilal won that league, finished first, but the Confederation of African Football, CAF, their rules state that only national champions can enter the CAF Champions League. So the two clubs had to go back. The Sudan FA put together a competition in army-controlled northeast venues in the country. Al Hilal hammered Merrikh, that's their biggest rival, built a three-goal lead by halftime to end up clinching the 4-0 win and become Sudanese champions for a record-extending 31st time. So they get to play in the Champions League again. They've played every season since 2004. Madani, who came in second in the league, they will be representing Sudan in the competition for the first time. Number three on the things that make me smile to wrap up this edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight, Will Riley. And I know it got lost in the shuffle after Saturday's game against Charlotte, but Will Riley's goal, his first professional goal for Atlanta United, to rescue a point in stoppage time last Wednesday against Chicago. I've loved seeing these homegrown step up to the moment. We talked about F. Ryan Morales in segment one. Will Riley has done that as well. That was a huge moment for him. I don't want that to get lost in the shuffle of a disappointing week in Atlanta for Atlanta United. Will Riley stepped up big last Wednesday. That's going to do it for me. Thanks for hanging out with me this week. On Saturday, it is the Seattle Sounders coming to the Benz. Pregame coverage at 6:30, kickoff at 7:40, and then I'll be back with you next Tuesday to preview the League's Cup, which will start next week here in the A. Adios, everybody.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.